It's Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Crazy what's happening at the top of the draft. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. The NFL draft is on Thursday. Get started, Perloff. And now we're seeing some odds changing. And the reason why these odds are changing for one quarterback, at least at the top of the draft, is for a very unique reason. J.J. McCarthy, his odds to go to the Washington Commanders at 2 on FanDuel have gone from 20-1 to 11-1, basically overnight.
Yeah, there seems to be this weird buzz about J.J. McCarthy that just not going away. We all felt like the magic carpet of J.J. McCarthy's draft rise would be pulled out from underneath us at some point because he never really threw the ball at Michigan, you know, small detail for an incoming quarterback.
You know.
But it's the fact that it's still surging strong to me says this dude is going high.
Yes.
Like I just, you can't deny it anymore. Usually pre-draft rumors are just that, rumors. They don't mean anything. But we've never seen a guy be this sticky. For example, last year, Will Levis was a faller. A lot of people had him in the top five.
Yeah.
But he would, you know, he hasn't been as persistently linked to teams like J.J. McCarthy. Will Levis was like, oh, you know, Mel Kiper loves him. He's big, got a strong arm. Didn't have good college stats. But so maybe he'll go high. J.J. McCarthy is not going anywhere. It doesn't matter how many times we actually say anything negative about him. Somebody up there loves him. And now Washington number 2. Although if I'm Washington and I really love J.J. McCarthy, I might trade down. I think that would be a smarter ideal because it seems like the rest of the league likes Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, and Drake May 3. But there are these teams fascinated with this dude out of Michigan.
Yep. So the national champion at Michigan, yep. But again, wasn't asked to do a whole heck of a lot. I mean, we did see some games where he really had to throw, most notably the game against TCU 2 years ago when that game became a bit more of a shootout. But here's and they end up losing that game. But here's the thing, right? The reason why the J.J. McCarthy odds are going up is not because all of a sudden I think teams are seeing something more in him or something like that. I think it's specifically because of Jaden Daniels, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, who it appears was not so happy with how the Washington Commanders did their recent prospect visits. And what they did was they brought in a lot of prospects, 20 or more, including 4 quarterbacks. So it was Jaden Daniels, of course, the Heisman Trophy winner out of LSU. It was also Drake May. It was also J.J. McCarthy. And it was also Michael Penix Jr. And they brought all of them in together, presumably to see maybe how they interact with each other, maybe to go back to back to back on whiteboards or interviews, or maybe it was just scheduling. We really don't know if there was a method behind the madness. But Jaden Daniels didn't appreciate it, or at least it appears he didn't appreciate it, and he's not come out to say otherwise. His agent on social media liking tweets that were critical of the Washington Commanders for how they handled these pre-draft visits. So that would lead me to believe that the agent's talking on behalf of the client. Usually your agent doesn't go out of their way to tick off an NFL franchise or play passive-aggressive mind games unless the client has signed off on it. Also, again, Jaden Daniels has his own social media. If he wanted to debunk any of this stuff, he could do that with one simple social media post. He has not done that either. So I think it's just because Jaden Daniels seems like he's not happy with the Commanders that now all of a sudden the J.J. McCarthy door is now open. And if I'm Jaden Daniels, you're ruining it, dude. Don't do this. Don't be this guy. Don't be this guy who looks like you are being whiny or in your feelings because the Washington Commanders threw you a curveball. Jaden Daniels knows this already. He doesn't need me to tell him. You are going to get way bigger curveballs thrown at you in the NFL.
Yeah, it does seem like, you know, the only thing I would say is it's not the first indication that Jaden Daniels does not want to go to Washington because there's been the little sneaky things coming out about there's other teams that have been linked to him. And also, I understand what you're saying about avoiding competition. That's not good. But I do understand this idea that if you're a top quarterback, that you would want to have a big say in where you go. I could support that because you are stuck with this team for 5 years. And really, in a perfect world, you would have the power to choose this team. So if his reason for not liking Washington is because he doesn't think it's the right team for him, then I completely respect that. And let's face it, there are a lot of teams that pick high in the draft that are not good spots. Generally, that's the rule more than, like, you know, Trevor Lawrence has kind of gotten screwed over by being in Jacksonville because they hired Urban Meyer. If he'd had say, then he probably would have been smart to choose somewhere else to go to, too. So maybe Jaden Daniels sees something behind the scenes in Washington he just doesn't like.
Okay, if if it's such a no-brainer, though, for these quarterbacks who have leverage to use it in this way, why haven't we seen it since Eli Manning? And Eli Manning, when he decided that he did not want to go to the San Diego Chargers and instead forced his way to the New York Giants 20 years ago, also had a little bit of a buffer of, hey, my dad's Archie Manning, my brother's Peyton Manning. We clearly know what we're doing here. And I think that it was extremely awkward with Eli, and that was long before the social media age. And listen, maybe Jaden Daniels doesn't read social media, maybe doesn't care, but a lot of athletes do, and it can mess with their mentals.
Well, how do you know behind the scenes agents haven't pushed guys away from certain teams? We have no idea what's really happening.
But not quarterbacks at the top.
How do we know?
All the good ones keep going to these teams that are perennial losers, like Trevor Lawrence went to Jacksonville and Joe Burrow went to the Cincinnati Bengals. Like Caleb Williams is going to the Bears.
Those are tough situations because the generational guys, like, the team's taking them anyway, and they know that. I mean, Caleb Williams could come out and say, I hate deep dish pizza. The Bears are taking Caleb Williams. Like, they really have no choice.
Yeah.
So I think Caleb Williams, at a certain point, stepped back and said, hey, this is an arranged marriage. I got to go through with it. Maybe Jaden Daniels in number two. Honestly, think about it this. Here's a question. If you were Jaden Daniels, would the honor of going number two overall be important enough to go there if you didn't like it? Or if you gave him a choice, go number 12 to the Broncos or 13 to the Raiders? I mean, it's a lot less money and it's a lot less prestige. But it seems to me the way this is shaping up, this dude just wants to go to a team that he'll be happy on, which I can understand.
Okay, but you also have to... You're taking a really big risk here that this could backfire in your face because we thought that Sean Payton and Russell Wilson were going to get along famously in Denver. That imploded in 1 year. You know, how many times have the Raiders been on the cusp of doing something and it's totally imploded in their face? I mean, the Raiders aren't exactly great history, and I get that, but you're in Las Vegas, but this is not a franchise who anytime lately has any kind of consistency in terms of being a winner. And Antonio Pierce could be a great coach, but he's also, you know, just got the interim tag removed. Tom Telesco isn't exactly winning Executive of the Year awards anytime soon. So you're asking, you want to go, you know, to a certain place. Again, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, that being said, I could tell you 100 reasons the Commanders haven't done anything in forever. They have an owner who's a controversial owner in the sense that he did the process in Philadelphia when he was a Sixers owner and Josh Harris. Now he's sitting in on all the interviews. He's being very interventionist. They have a defensive head coach in Dan Quinn, even though they have a very famous offensive coordinator in Cliff Kingsbury. Like, there's a lot of reasons to think, oh man, this is not a great spot. I mean, on paper, Washington, I kind of like the new GM, Adam Peters. Hopefully he made some big signings this offseason, but it's not a great fit. I mean, I'm not sure anyone's dying to get to the Commanders.
Listen, you got Dan Snyder out of the building. We're talking about Jaden Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner, who appears was not so pleased with the Commanders bringing in multiple quarterback prospects during his official visit. And might be in his feelings about it and might also be trying to get his way to a different team, although that's just a little more people around Jaden Daniels. He's not come out and said any of this publicly.
Right, and they haven't come. Let's just be clear, though. He put one emoji frown on Twitter.
Well, it's, you know, sometimes those actions are, it's worth a emoji's worth a thousand words. Pine Needles in the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. Still getting used to our new network, where Pine Needle says, oh my God, the owner wants to interview potential franchise quarterbacks. What an awful person. LMAO. Agree with him there. I think most owners do want to be in on those meetings. They all want to meet the quarterbacks. It doesn't mean he necessarily wants a say. Also, here's the other thing for Jaden Daniels. How many years in a row, and you're an Eagles fan, so you know this, how many years in a row did a new team win the NFCs?
Oh, it was a while.
12 or something, right? So you're telling me you don't want to go to a division where the rotation churns and churns, so you always have a chance to make the playoffs, including the Commanders making the playoffs with Taylor Heineke a couple of years ago and taking Tom Brady to the wire in a wild card game. You want to go to the AFC West?
Well, it's a long...
Have fun with that and facing Patrick Mahomes twice a year.
It's a long career, though. I understand what you're saying. Like, I think that's a bit of short-term thinking, but who knows? Like, any division can get hot at any given time. Yeah, you know, the Washington's line is not very good, and they have some serious problems there. There are a lot of reasons to think, you know, Washington was...
Is the Raiders' line good? Is the Broncos' line good?
I mean, I think they have a lot more established players than... I think that they have a lot more invested in their lines than Washington. I don't think Washington has much going up there. They do have, everyone says they have Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. Yeah, I mean, that's good. They have Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler is an old running back. It's pretty good, but it's certainly not. This is not a walk-in mix and stir, and you got a contender right now. I think this team, there's a reason they have the number two pick. Honestly, like, the Raiders, you're out in the AFC West. I feel like there's a lot of offense. It's indoors. You're going to have Harbaugh there. It's just going to be exciting. I think you could do a lot. Jaden Daniels, I think Vegas is interesting to people. I honestly think Tom Brady might want to go there.
Okay, wait a
I just think it's indoors.
Yeah.
You go in against, listen. The
Mahomes, Herbert, and whoever Sean Payton comes up with.
You can always get to the Chiefs defense. The Broncos defense, who knows what that unit's ever going to be. And the Chargers probably be better under Harbaugh, but they've been disappointing on defense. I feel like you can put up some big yards there.
Okay, so but what are we talking about? Are you going to win anything? Are you just going to put up fun numbers and be in a fun city?
You know, things change, Maggie. I think you could. You're afraid of Harbaugh. I mean, at certain point,
I'm afraid of Andy Reid.
I just think the Chiefs can't keep this going forever. No team's ever three-peated, and they're going to be the first team to three-peat. I just think at a certain point, it's going to be cyclical. No? I mean, you really think that the AFC West is going to be on top. We always get divisions wrong. Did you think that the AFC East, not you, but everyone thought the AFC East was going to be dominant last year? 2 years ago, everyone thought the AFC West would be the best division ever. Remember when Russell was? And it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't think you predict that. And maybe the NFC East is good. They do have the Cowboys and the Eagles. Those are two veteran teams that are pretty good.
Well, this is what I would say about pick your poison here and be careful what you wish for and whatever other cliche I can say, because you go to the AFC West. I don't know if I really care what the Chargers or what the Broncos do. I know I've got Mahomes, and you can say all those years in the AFC East, yeah, all the other teams stunk, but Brady was there and he was consistent. And I think Mahomes, could they three-peat this year? I'm not sure about that, but are they going to be consistent? They're not going anywhere with Mahomes. He can even be injured and they'll still be good. So it's like he's unbreakable.
Yeah, but you can't base your whole draft strategy on avoiding Patrick Mahomes.
I just be careful here what I wish for. You know, you want to leave the Commanders so bad because you want to get yourself to Vegas. I would just be asking if you're doing it for the right reasons. And Davante Adams is probably super fun to throw passes to.
Yeah.
But how much longer do I have Davante Adams? And are we sure that the team might not want to move Davante Adams at some point? I don't trust the Raiders. I don't.
So the Broncos have the 11th best offensive line, according to Pro Football Focus, who judges these things. The Raiders are 19, and the Washington Commanders are 27. I think this is a tougher spot than you're giving it credit for. They did sign a lot of guys this year, but they're all mid-level guys. This is not a great team.
Listen, I got news for you. It's going to be a tough spot. If you have a rookie quarterback, you're in a tough spot. It's like this is not everyone's going to be C.J. Stroud. That is way the exception and not the rule.
I just think if you're Jaden Daniels, you'll be like, oh, Davante Adams, indoor stadium, a pretty good offensive line, a lot of investments. I think that you could do some things there.
Okay, so let's talk this out. We're talking about Jaden Daniels. If he doesn't want to go to the Commanders at 2 and he's going to try to force his way to get to another team, let's just hypothetical.
Yeah.
What has to happen between now, which is Monday at 8:13 a.m. Eastern time, and Thursday at, when is the first pick? Like 8:15 or whatever?
It's always annoying. We know it's Caleb Williams. Fast forward.
Of course, they're going to take their full 10 minutes, you know, so that all the networks can run all their packages and stuff. What has to happen between now and Thursday for this to actually become a reality where Jaden Daniels would somehow not go 2 overall or even 3, and he would try to get himself to the 11th, 12th, or 13th team picking in this draft? What
has
to happen?
Unless one of those teams are going to trade up. Nothing has to happen. All it has to do is this Ron Butler guy, the agent, has to pick up his phone, call the Commanders, and say, we're not coming.
And figure it out. You figure it out. Because then, again, if I don't have another team picked out, if I'm the Commanders, I could say, oh, you want to play hardball like that?
Yeah.
I'll send you to Siberia. I'm not going to send you where you want to go. I'll send you wherever I want, whoever's going to give me the best package.
Yeah, sure. Because I think he'd rather go anywhere. So, for example, I mean, first of all, if you're Jaden Daniels, you'd love to go. Minnesota is the prime spot, but you have an offensive coach. You have Justin Jefferson. You have great receivers.
Yeah.
So, I honestly, if he really doesn't want to go there, I think he's fine with that.
Okay, so you can go anywhere. You want to go to New Orleans?
Yeah, oh, heck yeah.
Okay, you want to go to Tennessee?
Yes. Why would you not want to go to those teams?
I don't.
Tennessee, maybe not, but still, you were just saying about the AFC West. Tennessee, that's a nice spot to be. New Orleans, for sure. Like, New Orleans, that is indoors, and you will be wrecking the NFC South forever. You just out of LSU, I think that would be probably his number one choice.
Yeah, Dennis Allen is the worst coach in the NFL. The worst. And their team is old.
Yeah, but I don't think, honestly, there's no package to get from their 14, right?
I'm just telling you, you tell the Commanders, we're never coming to play for you, and you don't have another team picked out. Like, Eli Manning had the Giants. This was all prearranged before the draft. You don't have someone, you might not like the answer of where your client ends up going. And then you've got to respond to your client. Like, congrats, you're going to the Jets.
I think he would take that, too.
Sit behind Rodgers?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. Yeah, but the thing is, there are only certain teams that would trade up to send a haul. Not that many choices. No, I think he would put Washington below any of those teams. Or maybe, by the way, there's a very good chance he ends up getting drafted by Washington. Everybody
We're not
makes
exactly
up.
Starting on a great foot here.
Well, yeah, but this is all pre-draft noise. Once they draft him, then all that doesn't matter. He's going to go out there and play for them. But I think if he really didn't want to go there, and we do not know that, because he's never said anything like this.
Go to Arizona.
Yes, I mean, that'd be fire for him, right?
I mean, outside of Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald, Arizona is where your career goes to die.
I don't know. Kyler Murray got a $185 million contract there.
Well, and where are they? And what's their standing?
I just think these are...
Are they going to make an impact at all?
But you understand why these places might be more attractive than the Washington Commanders. You're indoors, it's warm, you got big receivers, like there's a lot going on in all these. I mean, honestly, the Raiders...
Who are you going to in Arizona?
Well, did they get to... Oh, they're going to draft Marvin Harrison, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They're not getting him, because obviously they have a $100 million quarterback. They're not going to get him. Washington can't do that.
Well, this
but
is how
any
I know...
of these places have a lot more attractive things going on than Washington.
Okay, but pick your poison here. You would rather go to a place... If you're telling me you'd rather go to Arizona because you don't want to go to the Washington Commanders, that means that tells me you don't have any idea what you're doing.
I see what you're saying, but I think players want to be indoors. And I think Jaden is like, oh man, I can come and just ball out there and sort of rebuild this franchise, where I think he wonders, oh, am I going to have the same chance to really shine in Washington? I think he's a little worried about that team.
Also, it didn't go great for him the last time he was in the state of Arizona.
Oh, Arizona State?
Yeah.
I mean, he had some moments.
It's fine.
Definitely
had some reports that came out that teammates didn't think he was a leader.
Yeah.
That was overcome that, obviously.
He's a West Coast guy. I think that that's another thing too. Maybe he does not want to be. Washington's not a great spot. They have a tradition of losing. Maybe things will turn around real quickly with this new franchise. But honestly, if this was a year ago and it was the old regime and Ron Rivera, you and me and everybody else would be saying, yes, don't go there. Don't go. So we think that they've changed. I'm not so sure.
Coming up, we have your calls, 855-212-4227. Do you like the Jaden Daniels if he's trying to get himself to a different team? Do you like this move? You like this sort of player kind of asserting themselves? Hey, why should I have to go to Washington? To me, I don't love it. If it really is true that he didn't like that the other quarterbacks were in the building, you're going to have to handle a lot bigger stuff than that, dude. It's a job interview. You got to put your best foot forward.
Sorry, welcome back to Maggie Perloff. It just dawned on me where we are in life. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Maggie and I were just complaining about how expensive apps are these days. That's where we've come as a society. But I'm really still fired up.
You charge me $30 a year to tell me what tree is in my front yard? Come on.
Welcome aboard. Yeah, I'm so fired up about this Jaden Daniels topic. I think it's unfair that you are criticizing Jaden Daniels for allegedly not necessarily being thrilled about the way Washington Commanders are doing their process for choosing a quarterback. They had all four quarterbacks in the building at the same time. I don't understand. Why are you on the Commanders side? It's more likely to me, having watched Jaden Daniels last year and having watched the Commanders for the last 20 years, that the Commanders are screwing this up, not the draft prospect. I lean draft prospect. If he doesn't want to go there, then I totally get it.
Yeah, I think that this is why it bothers me for Jaden Daniels, because first of all, I don't think the agent is putting out passive aggressive stuff if the client isn't really unhappy. That'd be such a leap. You'd be doing such a disservice to your client if you did that and created a news story.
I mean, there probably are some emotional agents who've made some missteps through the NFL history, but I agree. I understand what you're saying. I'll take that.
I think it's coming from Daniels, and I just think that it could be seen as sort of the idea that Jaden Daniels was miffed because Washington didn't roll out the red carpet for him. right? And that he maybe thought, I've got this thing in the bag already, so what are we doing with these other losers? Why are these other schmoes here at Topgolf when I'm the one who should be getting all the attention? And I don't know if I love that. You haven't taken one snap in the NFL. Congrats, you're a Heisman Trophy winner. You had an all-time season last year. What was it, 40 touchdowns and 5 picks? Awesome, awesome season. Yep. You haven't done jack, and neither has Caleb Williams. None of these guys have yet. And so the idea that this could be promised to you, or that you think you earned it already, or dare I say deserve it already, that to me, I think that's not what I want in my quarterback. I want somebody who's still going to fight for this, not the moment I throw a curveball at you. You all of a sudden are in your feelings potentially and want to tuck your tail, and I want to go to the Raiders now. I mean,
that's pure speculation. That's totally, there's not a single real indication that he's done any of that.
Pure speculation on my part.
I honestly think.
But why do you think the agent came out to, the agent's not speculation. The agent was definitely upset.
I think there's a real chance that they don't want to go there. Then maybe they're trying to manipulate the situation and get out of there, which I understand. And I think, honestly, more players should do. In fact, I think Caleb should have at least considered that. I think Caleb was screwed. He knew the Bears were going to take him no matter what. So he said, I'm going to play ball. You know, it's funny because Colin Cowherd came out with this report that Caleb Williams' camp did not want to go to Chicago. Then immediately gets 5 calls from his camp saying,
that's a lie. They debunked it right away.
Which is odd. And we're all smart enough to know, like, that was a PR move. Because not that I believe Colin Cowherd reports, but I do believe generally Caleb Williams was not thrilled the way the draft lined up in Chicago. I don't think he wanted to go to Chicago. It's outdoors. It's cold. They have a tradition of not passing the ball. They have Matt Eberflus as their head coach. But he realized, hey, I better play this PR war. So my point is there's a lot going on behind the scenes with these quarterbacks. I think it's an assumption that he was upset about that Topgolf thing. It might be that he just doesn't want to go to Washington.
Okay, but again, the agent definitely put it out there. Let's hear from Adam Schefter. This is what he said about Jaden Daniels, the camp not being happy with the visit to the Commanders.
Well, it didn't seem to go over too well with the agent for Jaden Daniels, Ron Butler, who sounded off on social media last night that he didn't seem particularly pleased with the process. I think Jaden Daniels thought it would be a visit with just him, meeting with the Commanders. Many people think that Jaden Daniels will wind up being the number 2 overall pick, but the Commanders essentially opened up the process.
Again, like, I just think you can't look at what happened, and if that is indeed why Jaden Daniels was, you know, a little miffed or the camp was miffed, deal with it. Again, deal with it.
I mean, unless you don't want to go to Washington.
I guess, but again.
I mean, there does seem, the team that keeps on mentioning, you know, Antonio Pierce, who's the Raiders coach, did recruit him. That's a strong relationship. Want to hear from Adrian in Maryland, who has some thoughts on Jaden Daniels. Adrian, help us out here. Explain to Maggie what's going on here.
Yes, mansplain this to me.
Well, I'm sorry, Perloff. Maggie's right.
I knew you were going to say that.
He can't get in his feelings about that. It's a job interview. They're gonna interview. And don't forget, Washington went through the same thing with RG3. RG3 came on the scene, won the Heisman, went to Washington, played 2 good years, and then he's gone. So they're just doing their due diligence and checking everything out and seeing if this is the right guy. Now, if any other team wants to go up and get Daniels, they're going to have to sell the farm. They're going to have to sell the farm to Washington, which is crazy because this guy hasn't taken a snap in the league yet to say, I want to go here, I want to go there. The thing I think is the portal is doing this to these guys because they get in the portal and they get to go wherever they feel like going.
But should they,
the NFL.
Adrian, should they be able to go where they want to go? If you were coming out of college and you had a choice between 3 different companies, you would get to choose, possibly. It's not this NFL system where you have to go to a team is basically unfair.
That's if the company wants you. If the company wants you, you get that choice.
But there's 30 teams that want Jaden Daniels, so why does he have to go to the Commanders? It's basically, when you pull back, it's not great.
It's the NFL. We've gone through this for who knows how many years. It's the NFL. Eli did it. Eli's just a mediocre quarterback. The team around him made Eli better. So you can't use that Eli philosophy. Oh, Eli made him go, he got to go to the Giants and stuff. He was a mediocre quarterback.
Well, the other thing about Eli, I think having Archie and Peyton helped. Adrian, thank you so much for the phone call. Appreciate that. And Ernie Accorsi could probably be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, their general manager was fantastic. Want to hear your thoughts on Jaden Daniels, 855-212-4227.
By the way, I kind of agree with that. I never understood why was Eli the number one pick that year? I didn't understand that, because he was not that good at Ole Miss. Like, Jaden Daniels at LSU was twice as good as Eli. But Eli was the one. I think you just nailed it. I think the Manning name enabled him to do this, because he was not nearly the college player Jaden Daniels was. Not even in the same category.
Noted Giants fan Andrew Bogish is here with headlines. Hello.
Hello again. So one-time NBA star Michael Jordan is now a NASCAR owner exclusively, and he says NASCAR races, like yesterday at Talladega, are his new playoff games. So MJ, the owner, pumped yesterday when Tyler Reddick won the Cup Series race on Fox.
I'm all in. I love it. You know, it replaces a lot of the competitiveness that I had in basketball, but this is even worse, you know, because I have no control. If I was playing basketball, I have total control, but I have no control. So I live vicariously through the drivers and all the, you know, crew chiefs and everybody. So, I mean, I'm very happy for 2311, 110%.
Now, apparently, this is the first time Jordan has seen one of his drivers win in person. They usually make him stay away because they think he's bad luck. But yesterday he talked himself into Talladega and was there to see this happen.
Two things on this. Mm-hmm. One, Jordan being a good racing owner and not being a good NBA owner is one of the all-time ironic things ever. Two, I don't know the rules about this, but if Michael Jordan can bet on his own drivers to win this race, how much money do you think was riding on that? An obscene amount.
Yeah.
What are we
six
talking
figures.
About? And yeah. High six?
Yeah.
I have no idea if he can bet it on his own.
Definitely
drivers,
can't.
Though.
Definitely so? Can't.
Well, of course he can. Why not? I mean, you can bet if you're going to bet on somebody. I hope you would bet on your own driver. You're saying owners are not allowed to bet?
I don't think so.
Can you bet on your own sport in any league?
Yeah. Well, doesn't Floyd bet on himself in boxing?
Boxing is not an organization like NASCAR is.
Oh, okay. I'm
assuming they've got.
I thought it was like a Floyd Mayweather situation. Okay.
I mean, unless NASCAR's gone rogue. I mean, none of the other leagues let you bet on anything involving.
Yeah, I guess you could bet against yourself, I guess.
But maybe eBay's guy is taking side bets from Michael Jordan. It's possible.
As for actual NBA playoff games, this is great to see. James Harden, 28 points, 8 assists as the Clippers took game one from the Mavs, 109-97. His head coach, Ty Lue.
When he's scoring the basketball and making the right play, it's huge. And so he understands that he doesn't have to do a lot of heavy lifting when Kawhi and PG both are on the floor, you know, but one of those guys are out. He has to step up and be aggressive to score the basketball. And so that's what he's been doing for us as of late.
The one of those guys being out, shockingly, Kawhi Leonard, his swollen right knee, still didn't play last night. No Zion, so the Pelicans lost their opener in OKC, 94-92. And no Giannis, but the Bucks dumped the Pacers, 109-94. And their opener in Milwaukee, despite a scoreless second half from Damian Lillard, because he scored 35 in the first.
In any playoff series, you want to get off to a good start. You know, games are hard enough, so you don't want to come out slow and you don't want to wait. You want to, you know, have your pace. You want to be sharp, be connected, and be aggressive. So that was my mentality.
The NBA told us their award finalists yesterday. It's Jokic, Luka, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for MVP. Victor Wembanyama is up for Rookie and Defensive Player of the Year and Most Improved Player, which is not Comeback Player of the Year, Tyrese Maxey, Kobe White, and Alperen Şengün of the Rockets. There were four game ones on ice yesterday. The Canucks topped the Preds 4-2. The Jets outscored the Avalanche 7-6. The Panthers held off the Lightning 3-2. And the Rangers scored three times in just over 2 minutes in the second to fuel a 4-1 win over the Caps. And since Pete so insulted when I leave out the Islanders, they lost their game one in Carolina on Saturday.
Go scratch.
3-1. Parental morality aside, Scottie Scheffler had to sleep on a 5-shot lead with 3 holes left for him in Hilton Head because of a long rain delay yesterday, which meant they couldn't finish the final round before darkness. Play has resumed this morning, and the lead is 4. It's about to be a win. Scheffler is on 18 at 20 under par. Again, 4 shots clear the field. So he'll win $3.1 million and then go home and see when that kid is actually born.
Say, and his wife's also at 5 centimeters. Get there, Scotty.
Oh,
she's crowding.
Yeah, let's just wait. Who knows? His wife might call him now. He'll be on the green. Oh, I'm such a good husband. I only have one putt left here. Let me leave.
Stop.
And then, bunch of baloney.
And then there's 15-year-old Miles Russell. He made history on Friday by becoming the youngest to make a cut on the Korn Ferry Tour, which is the PGA's version of AAA. Then yesterday, Russell shot a final round 66 to finish in a tie for 20th. He's now the youngest player to finish in the top 25 of a Korn Ferry or PGA event since at least 1983. He, of course, is an amateur, so no money for all of this, but he can now play again this week on that Korn Ferry Tour.
Wait, how old is he?
15.
15?
15. Finished tie for 20 with men.
Wow.
I always used to think the Korn Ferry Tour, spelled K-O-R-N, had something to do with the band Korn when it first came up. Not so much.
It's a backwards K.
Yeah. I just always feel like Korn, when you spell Korn with a K, you're asking for trouble. But that's all I got on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Baseball.
By the way, women have won. Women golfers come in pros that age, right?
Like Michelle Wee?
Yeah, Michelle Wee.
Maybe a little bit older. 15 sounds, tennis, 15-year-olds for sure.
Yeah. Wait, I just think that Perloff thinks that golf would also have something to do with Korn, whose most famous song is Freak on a Leash.
Yeah.
You think that's what the golfing thing's going for?
I thought it was strange that Korn and golf went together, but, you know.
I'm sorry, it's not a backwards K, it's a backwards R.
Right.
Korn. My bad. All those years watching them on TRL, I should have known better.
When I was rocking out to Korn at Woodstock 99, I was thinking about golf.
Wait, were you at Woodstock 99?
No, of course not. Have you ever seen the documentary on that? It was 400,000 Limp Bizkit fans. That was the last place on earth I would ever find me. It's Woodstock 99. There wasn't
be funny if you were wearing the same outfit you're wearing today. Just like major substitute teacher vibes today.
Where's Pavement, guys? Which stage are they on?
They were probably at Woodstock 94, but Woodstock 99 was not the same.
Focus, they were at Woodstock 94.
My bad.
Not 99.
Were you at that one?
No. They weren't at Woodstock 94, but they played Lollapalooza in the 90s. But Woodstock 99 was like the Limp Bizkit Korn tour.
Right, where you couldn't get any water.
They just went to like hard rock and pop bands instead of like, you know, whatever, Woodstock.
Didn't they have like a... who's saying Ironic? Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. But
doing some random set in the middle of... Woodstock 99.
Woodstock, you know, is history of peace, love, and understanding went with Korn and Limp Bizkit. We're the exact opposite of peace, love, and understanding. It was just an incredible set list. I think Green Day.
Rage.
Rage at least has some politicals. But Woodstock 99, it's a great documentary, right? There's no water. And Korn got up there and everyone's like, let's burn the place down.
just like the Korn Ferry Tour.
They learned their lesson.
Why do you think they call it the Korn Ferry Tour?
I think Korn Ferry is something.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm sorry. How could I know?
We need to make golf more metal.
I think Korn Ferry is something. Deep analysis.
Well, you just thought it was a rock band, so I thought that was a sufficient answer to your question.
Can you name another person who spells corn with a K?
The Korn Ferry people.
Korn Ferry.
They're consulting.
Oh, no.
Not both.
No, you want to know what they do? I think they help you find a new head coach, don't they?
Ooh.
Are they part of those people who will help you, like, maybe I'm wrong.
Like McKenzie?
Like find a new general manager or something like that. Executive search firm. Yeah. I think they do stuff like that.
You're right.
So
definitely.
You have them to thank for Dennis Allen at the I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
They hired Doc Rivers as a Sixers head coach.
Yeah. The Korn Ferry. They manipulated that whole thing.
Yeah, the band Korn had nothing to do with any of this, by the way.
Thanks.
We were already there.
Just want to be clear.
Because this show's about facts.
Because most people, you start talking about the Korn Ferry Tour, most people immediately glaze over. You talk about the band Korn, then we're getting some listeners back here, Bogus.
Is Pete a Korn fan?
Hold on.
You got to think about it.
Not Korn like the food?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're all on the same page. Meh.
Not really. I'll pick out the vegetables over there. I love Brussels sprouts. I'm a big Brussels sprouts fan.
That's an upset. I didn't see that.
What's wrong with that?
That checks out.
it checks out?
No, I'm surprised.
Pete loves baseball, loves shows from 1970s, hates basketball, hates the modern day NBA, and likes Brussels sprouts.
No. I would think Brussels sprouts is way too adventurous for Bilotti. I wouldn't nag you. That's a huge surprise.
I thought you'd be a broccoli guy.
I like broccoli too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And rice pudding?
Tapioca?
No.
That's a tough texture, guys.
Oh, tapioca. Oh,
you guys don't like that? I like tapioca.
Oh, the texture of that. Ugh. You guys like flan too? Like that kind of
salt? Flan's good.
Who doesn't like flan? You have a problem with flan?
I don't love the texture. I don't like puddings and stuff. You don't like pudding? No, I don't. I'm a crunchy person.
You got a soft puddingophobia. whatever the legal term for that is.
Yeah.
You're telling me if I walked in here with a chocolate pudding, you would say no thank you?
Ugh.
What about Jell-O?
Ugh. No. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a phobia.
You think so?
Fear of things that jiggle.
Yeah.
Let me guess, Pat, you do not have this fear.
Let's take a break.
Not in the slightest.
I mean, how do you think he's going to get 12 kids that maybe one is an athlete? No. I like the milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. I'm just saying I don't like tapioca pudding. Do we have
back
time for
to you, Maggie.
Wait, what?
Mine's better than yours.
Things that jiggle, he said. Anyway. Are we all out of headlines?
I mean, I could give you a baseball score, but I'm not going to follow.
I want to hear more Pilates power rankings of vegetables. I could deal with other vegetables. You're endlessly fascinating. Seriously.
I told you.
Endlessly. It's like an onion with many layers.
Oh, me?
Except they don't go deeper towards a center. They just stay at some random level.
I thought you were going to do top five Pat's things that jiggle. I was like, no. That, I've got to draw the line.
Apparently, Scotty Scheffler jiggles from our conversation last week about his dad bod.
I know. Well, that was Perloff body shaming.
He looked better this weekend. I think he's some anxiety weight loss.
You think he lost weight in 4 days since Augusta?
No, I watched him this weekend. He was looking pretty svelte. Yeah, I think... I think he's nervous about the kid coming. I had to read into that.
Well, I think the best advice for him, get a little more heavy metal in your life. Yeah. Corn.
Like music or?
Mercury. No, just swallow some alloys.
We're trying to bring this back and it's never working.
It was never
work. Every time we're trying to put a bow on this topic, we keep on going in another weird direction.
That was 15 years of professional broadcasting, trying to bring that full circle and failing miserably. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Perloff doesn't understand why Jaden Daniels, if he doesn't want to be part of Washington and the Commanders, wouldn't just try to get himself to another team.
Yeah, I mean, I think more quarterbacks should do that. Generally, I think it's unfair that quarterbacks get stuck in bad spots. Not saying that Zach Wilson would have been good somewhere else, but he probably would have been better off avoiding the Jets, for example. And Trevor Lawrence got screwed having to go with Urban Meyer. Like, why do we not have a choice here? It's not a fair system. If there's any other walk of life, the draft would not exist, right? It's the only professional sport.
Okay, but this is also, like, the business we've chosen. And this is the life that these players enter into this and sort of understand this is the way it happens. You might not like it. You might not think it's fair. Some guys have been able to manipulate where they've gone, like Eli Manning or a John Elway. But for the most part, if you don't want to get down and dirty, you got to get your hands a little dirty to make that happen. And Eli Manning definitely had to get his hands dirty there. It was very awkward when he manipulated himself from San Diego to the Giants.
Right, but I feel like quarterbacks are so much more powerful than every other player now. They take up most of the salary cap. They're a big deal now. All the attention comes down on them. If anybody should be choosing their destination, it's got to be the quarterback.
Bill is in California. He's got a thought on this. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, man. Good morning, Prof. I don't agree with you. At all on this one. Aggie, I got you. Because as far as I'm concerned, these guys, they get into this business, like you said, Maggie. They know there's a draft. You got to go. The reason for the draft is to make the worst teams better and the better teams worse, so to speak.
Right.
But I hated it when John Elway did it. I hated it when Eli did it. But if you're going to get drafted, you go in and you decide you don't want to go to that team. A, if you're a senior, then you get out of the draft, you got to go back to college, and you wait till next year. If you are a senior, you sit out until the next draft, and that's it. I mean, I don't believe these guys should be able to pick and choose where they go. You know, when you get involved in it, you're going to get drafted, and if you want to be the best person in there, and the team that's coming up for the first round or going to take, you know, number one, number two pick, you got to live with it. That's the way it is. It's just like playing the lottery. Maybe you get lucky, maybe you don't, but just because you're a Heisman Trophy winner doesn't mean you're going to be a good player anyway.
Yeah, but
look at Jamarcus Russell.
What if you could just nudge the lottery a little bit so you get the better outcome? It's not like the lottery, because it says at least you might have some agency.
I just believe you are playing football. You know that there's a draft. The whole point of the draft is to even kill things out for the whole league itself. And, I mean, it's not like a regular job. You guys can go whatever radio station you want to. That's fine. You already know that.
Right.
But when you get into the football and you're going to get drafted, just like baseball or whatever, you're going to get drafted. You get drafted. You know there's a draft. You don't get to pick and choose. There's a draft. You do it. You go for it. If you're going to be one of these little, you know, I like I said, John Elway, Eli Manning, didn't like that, burning the teams because of it. They should have to go where it's gone, or else there should be penalties to it. At this point, I can't remember there is, but
no, there
like
isn't.
I said,
I mean, Bill, because here's the thing:
you should have to go back to school.
You know, and that's what Peyton Manning did. And Bill, thank you for the phone call. This is the famous story about Peyton Manning, where Bill Parcells, depending on which side of this you believe, but Bill Parcells wouldn't guarantee Peyton Manning that they would take him number one overall. That's one side of the story. Or maybe Peyton Manning didn't want to play for the Jets. We don't know. And he decided to go back to Tennessee for another year, and then obviously went to the Colts the next year. Listen, the thing about Daniels and why this I've been critical of it is because it appears that he just didn't like the fact that the Commanders brought all the other quarterbacks in for the meeting.
Wow.
You know, how do we know that this has really been brewing and brewing? And meanwhile, if you don't want to go to the Commanders, but you're cool going to the New England Patriots right now with a Bill Belichick, Tom Brady double hangover, I would not do that.
Well, here's the thing, though. Maggie, you always like to think everyone's playing chess, not checkers. Yeah. Are you positive that it's as simple as, oh, he didn't like the setup of the Top Golf game? Is it possible there are other more compelling reasons behind the scenes that have sort of soured Jaden Daniels on Washington? I mean, it's very possible that he looks at this situation to be like, the owner's in the meetings and it's Dan Quinn is the coach. I don't want to go here. I can understand that.
Okay, but if you want to go to the Raiders, get ready for Davis to be involved. I mean,
people can't quit the Raiders. I don't get it either.
It's so true.
I mean, it's Vegas.
Vegas, man.
It's got that nice stadium. I mean, listen, Antonio Pierce did literally, he was the main recruiter for Jaden Daniels, not the head coach.
Yeah.
So there's a deep
relationship. Got Antonio Pierce in some trouble at the NCAA level.
There's a deep relationship there. So that's obviously, that's compelling. I mean, if a guy recruited me to college, I think that'd make a good case too.
Here's a question. You've brought this up a few times. You don't like the draft, right? You love the actual draft, but you don't like the system.
I would love to see someone sue the draft, because I think that you could take that bad boy down in court. I love the draft, but I do think the system's unfair, of course.
Like, how do you actually think this is going to end in our lifetime? Like, we talk about the changes that come to college football all the time, and are they going to go to two basically separate leagues and all this stuff, like a super league? Change happens in our lifetime. You really think the draft?
Well,
I think everyone loves the draft.
Everyone loves the draft. So the last time I really remember any noise, it was Glenn Big Dog Robinson was sort of talking about suing the NBA.
What year was that?
That was 95 or something. But I just think that basically it's unfair. If anyone did ever bother to sue this draft, it clearly is some sort of anti-competitive monopoly move to say, you got to go to this city. Because it's really not fair to restrict your employees like that.
Yeah, but the whole NFL is like basically almost unfair monopoly. I know you have spring leagues, but obviously they enjoy a lot of a lot of perks.
Yeah, I just think I don't think it would withstand a huge court challenge. If anyone ever bought, the problem is NFL players have such a short lifespan. You can't spend 5 years in court trying to get this system brought down. Listen, free agency, until 1972, there was no free agency in baseball. These things do change eventually. You're right, the draft is so popular, it's hard to imagine it. But what if there was a Caleb Williams that said, I'm not going to Chicago, I'm just not doing it?
Well, we saw with Eli, and it didn't bring down the draft process.
He was not Caleb, though.
It's interesting that is the transfer portal sort of changing the attitude
that could be
towards some of these top players. Like, if I don't like this, I'm just going to leave and go to a different team.